from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got one of our favorite guys, Ray Fittipaldo, joining us on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Ray brought to us by Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, build on relationships, credibility, and integrity, LGKG.com. Ray, of course, from the Post-Gazette, our Steelers insider. Hello, Ray. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
We are doing wonderful.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. I shouldn't speak for you, Doran. I said we.
Well, you can feel the vibe.
I can feel the vibe. We're doing great. All right, Ray. So Mike Tomlin would not yesterday, when pressed twice, say that Russell Wilson is the starting quarterback when healthy. Do you think, though, that Russ Wilson is the starting quarterback when healthy?
Yes, but guys, I don't know when Russell Wilson is going to be healthy enough for Mike Tomlin to feel like he could put him out there. We're over 6 weeks now since this injury happened, and it just seems like if it's not good enough now, you know, after 6 weeks, it's just going to be something that lingers all season. So I think Mike, you know, wants to put Russ out there. Russ obviously wants to be out there, but Mike said it after the game. He's going to play the healthy players, and, you know, it wasn't a great performance by that Steelers offense, but I'll tell you what, Justin Fields didn't make any mistakes. He managed that game well, and, you know, they found a way to play better in the second half and get the win.
Ray, say Russell Wilson miraculously becomes healthy next week. What does Justin Fields have to do on Sunday to make them think that, okay, we're going to stick with Justin Fields even though Russ is somewhat healthy?
Yeah, I mean, it would have to be really good, because here's the way I look at it, Doran. I think the norm for Justin Fields in this offense and the way Mike Tomlin wants to play with Justin Fields, I think the norm is going to be 17, 20, 23 points. I think we saw the formula that they want to win with when Justin Fields is the starter. I know you guys saw that next-gen passing chart like I did. I mean, 80%, 85% of the throws were within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage, or maybe 7 yards from the line of scrimmage. There were three down the field. All three were to George Pickens. So, you know, they're going to run the ball. It's going to be conservative. So, you know, Justin Fields can go out there and play well again, but he still might have 150 yards passing and no turnover. So I don't think we're going to see like a 300-yard game or a 3-touchdown performance from Justin as long as Mike and Arthur are calling the game the way they called it against the Falcons.
Ray Fittipaldo joining us in the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. I think I'm picking up what you're putting down, Ray, but I just want to ask for clarification purposes. Mike Tomlin did leave the light on for Russell Wilson, but it sounds like you really don't think he's got much of a chance to play this week.
Well, he foreshadowed that he's going to be limited today, and then he mentioned something about a battery of tests that he's going to go through, I think, today or tomorrow, and then they'll figure out his availability for Thursday. But when you get into Thursday and you're not practicing, then I know he's a veteran, but I would say, guys, if he's limited the next 2 days, I would have a hard time seeing the Steelers go with Russell with just one full day of practice on Friday. But that's just my gut.
Ray, Dan Moore Jr. is dealing with an ankle injury, and Troy Fautanu practiced last week. seeming like he's going to start this week. Is this the first time, and do you feel like we will see this? Troy Fautanu at right tackle and Broderick Jones at left tackle against the Broncos.
Yeah, so I didn't get the idea that Dan Moore's injury was serious enough to keep him out of this game. What Mike said was he would be limited in the early portions of the week. So you're right. We are going to see Troy Fautanu with the starters today, likely, at right tackle, and then we'll see Broderick Jones at left tackle. Where it becomes interesting, Doran, is, okay, on Friday, let's say Dan Moore is back and Troy Fautanu is healthy. He looks good at right tackle. Does Broderick Jones go to the bench, or do they keep Troy Fautanu on the bench? Because I'll tell you what, I thought Dan Moore played really well against the Falcons. I thought he protected really well. There weren't really a lot of issues with his side of the line. So I don't think they're going to sit Dan Moore down if he's healthy. So I think it would be Broderick Jones who would go to the bench, or they would just play a conservative and they would go one more week with Fautanu being a backup.
Wow. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. One other thing I wanted to ask you on Russ Wilson here, Ray. Do you know what happened with this blocking sled? Like, did Justin Fields get on the blocking sled? Did Cameron Johnson get on the blocking sled? Did everybody get on the blocking sled? Was this something that Russ Wilson volunteered to do because he's kind of loco up there? Like, what do you know that happened? What is your understanding of all of that?
The only thing I know is, listen, the other quarterbacks could have done it. I assume they also did it, but I haven't had that confirmed yet. And that's a little bit of a tricky thing to ask in the locker room of Justin Fields or Kyle Allen, because, you know, you don't want to throw them under the bus and, let that out of the bag. So I'm sure that question will get answered in the future, but I don't have the answer for you right now.
Ray, how do you think that Arthur Smith did on Sunday?
They won. I know there was a lot of criticism during the game, especially early on, because it did look a lot like a Matt Canada offense with kind of the sideway passes and all that thing. But I got to be honest with you, Doran, I think a lot of that is Mike Tomlin telling Arthur this is the way he wants to play. I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence that you didn't see any passes over the middle again. I mean, Mike Tomlin always talks about the high traffic areas over the middle of the field, and that's where turnovers happen. So, I do think a lot of it is I don't want to say Arthur was handcuffed, but I definitely think that Mike wanted it to be a more conservative game plan. And why not? When you have that defense and they're playing the way they are right now, I think it's a really good formula to have, to win while the offense gets its sea legs. So I thought he did okay. I wasn't a big fan of the passing game early, but, he took some shots in the second half, and give credit to Justin. He connected with George Pickens for a couple when it mattered.
What about Roman Wilson? You think he's going to get worked into the mix?
Mike said he's going to practice more this week, but, in terms of him being active or being a big part of the game plan on Sunday, I don't see that quite yet just because he's been out for so long. But, guys, they need him. After George Pickens on Sunday, they had two catches for 8 yards among their other receivers. I think Van Jefferson had one, and Calvin Austin had the other. I mean, that's got to pick up. Those guys have to be more productive. And whether it's Roman Wilson or one of those other guys, you're not going to win a lot of football games with that type of production from your 2, 3, 4 receivers.
How much do you think you'll see Terrell Edmonds? He's not on the practice squad. He's on the active roster, right?
Correct. Yeah, I mean, it was interesting how Mike answered that question yesterday. Basically said that it was a depth move. They had no reason to add him now, but they were adding him now in case there was an injury later on. So I think it was just one of those things that they felt Edmonds was better than a practice squad player. They plucked him off the Jaguars practice squad, and now they have an extra body in the secondary. I mean, they are kind of thin back there with, the injury of Ryan Watts and Cam Sutton still being on the suspended list. I think they can use all the veteran bodies they can get. And obviously, Edmonds knows this defense really well, and he knows the personnel around him very well. So I don't expect him to have a big role unless there's an injury. But like I said, he's a nice depth piece to have in your back pocket in case there is an injury.
It's always nice to have you in our back pocket, Ray. Thank you for joining us.
All right, guys. See you later.
Thanks, see you, buddy. God, that was so professional.
You are very professional.
Wow.
Nice to have you in our back pocket, Ray.
I'd love to have Ray in my back pocket. This little tiny Ray like Tinkerbell.
Why? What would you use him for?
We'd talk football.
You just pull him out like, hey, Ray, what do you think about Justin Fields and his progressions?
Yeah, my wife doesn't want to watch Thursday night football with me tomorrow, but
you don't
want
to watch football with anybody. You like to watch it by yourself.
Not if it's a game that I don't care about.
You like to watch it with people if it's a game you don't care about?
If it's a game I don't care about, I like to go and watch it with humans, yeah. If it's a game I'm emotionally invested in, unless I'm at the game, I want to be by myself because I'm a freak.
Why don't you ever ask me to watch games?
Because I'm a freak. You mean like a Steeler game? We should do that. But I'd annoy the hell out of you.
Yep.
What'd you see there? Shut up. You've told me you don't like watching it with people. That's the issue.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.